520, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Thursday, December 11th, on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, scientists study why lynx might seek out coastal areas. But first, Governor Mike Dunleavy plans to roll out a new plan to stabilize Alaska's tumultuous state finances ahead of next month's legislative session. As Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports, the upcoming session provides Dunleavy his last chance to address an issue that has vexed his 7 years in office.
Dunleavy says relief isn't exactly around the corner.
Next 3, 4, 5 years are going to be tough, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions, and that's why we will roll out in a fiscal plan solutions for the next 5 years.
The state's fiscal issues are structural. Since oil prices collapsed in the mid-2010s, Alaska has spent more money than it has taken in. That's despite years of aggressive cost-cutting and a 2018 move to tap permanent fund earnings to fund state services. Dunleavy said at his annual holiday open house he expects revenue from new oil and gas development and the state's investments to eventually ease the state's budget pressure.
After that, with increased oil in the pipeline, your permanent fund corpus growing, the gas line, which should deliver anywhere between $700 million to $1 billion a year. I think the next 5 years, we're going to have to be real careful, and we're going to have in place things that will pay for government.
The Republican governor declined to reveal even the broad strokes of his plan, saying he plans to hold news conferences in the coming weeks to discuss it. But prior efforts by Dunleavy and the legislature to come to an agreement on a long-term fiscal plan have so far failed. And Dunleavy's early plans for deep cuts led to an effort to recall him. More recently, he's backed attempts to cap state spending and constitutionalize the permanent fund dividend. A prior Dunleavy revenue commissioner floated a few tax proposals during talks with a legislative committee in 2021, but Dunleavy has since distanced himself from those ideas. Alaska is one of only two states without a sales or income tax, but Dunleavy was noncommittal when asked directly whether his plan would include a sales tax.
You're just going to have to just wait a couple more weeks, and we'll have that entire fiscal plan laid out so you guys can take a look at it and the people in Alaska can take a look at it.
In recent years, Dunleavy has proposed budgets with large deficits that require spending from savings. His most recent budget would have drained about half of the savings in the state's $3 billion rainy day fund, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, or CBR. Still, Dunleavy says he wants to find a sustainable fiscal path forward for the state.
We are determined to help solve this longstanding issue of how do you deal with balancing the budget, and not just on the backs of the PFD or the CBR, but what other methods are we going to employ to be able to do that?
Whether lawmakers will be receptive is an open question. Democrat-heavy bipartisan coalitions control both the state House and Senate, and even some minority Republicans crossed over to override Dunleavy's vetoes repeatedly this year. Dunleavy's budget proposal is likely to offer some clues about the governor's fiscal plan. He has until December 15th to unveil it. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
And finally, lynx thrive in boreal forests with dry, long, cold winters. But every once in a while, when prey is scarce, they make their way elsewhere, including the wetter and warmer Chilkat Valley. Just a few years ago, local trappers caught more lynx in the Haines area than had been recorded in decades. That sparked an effort by local researchers to uncover more information about lynx in the region. The Alaska Desk's Avery Elfelt reports.
On a crisp day in mid-November, two wildlife biologists parked along the Haines Highway and bushwhacked into the Tuckshnuck Mountains.
So this area that we're in is in this steep canyon, low tree line at the base of an avalanche chute.
That's Kevin White, a Haines local and mountain goat biologist with the University of Southeast Alaska. The purpose of the hike was to pull photos off two cameras strategically positioned to capture lynx, but they also regularly snap photos of other wildlife.
There's a porcupine. Brown bear, it looks like.
The two cameras are among dozens spread throughout the Chilkat Valley looking for clues about lynx in the region. Leading the effort is Liz Hofer. She splits her time between Haines and Haines Junction in Canada. She studied lynx and other wildcats in the neighboring Yukon, plus countries ranging from Switzerland to Yemen. Now she's doing the same in the Chilkat Valley with the help of a small army of volunteers, including White. Hover says the area is far from a lynx hotspot, but it does draw the cats from time to time. The main question she wants to explore is whether lynx could adapt, or already have adapted, to the Chilkat Valley, where they at least don't seem to be a resident species.
That resource of salmon is just outstanding to me to think of, as, but that's only one of many, so I just can't believe that they wouldn't do well.
Hofer says lynx likely come to Haines from the Yukon due to population cycles of their favorite meal, the snowshoe hare. Hares are abundant in the Kluane area, just over the border, and their populations grow over the course of about a decade before crashing amid predation. Lynx populations follow that cycle, increasing in size alongside hares. But Hofer says when hare populations nosedive, lynx respond in one of three ways. They starve, they shift their hunting strategies, or...
The third ones just walk about. They just start walking.
Some make it all the way to Haines. That's what happened not too long ago. Local trappers harvested more than two dozen lynx in the years 2019 and 2020, according to state records. That's compared to zero, or one or two lynx, most other years. Now, hare populations in the Yukon are on the rise yet again, and Hofer expects a pattern could repeat, with lynx dispersing and potentially making their way to the valley within the next 2 to 3 years. This peak, she says,
may be very big because of the signs that say that the Kluane region, the Yukon region, lynx will be high.
This time, dozens of cameras will already be set up in key wildlife corridors to capture them in action. Here's White again, the Haines wildlife biologist.
It will also be valuable to learn about, like, where are the hot spots when they are in the area,
exactly.
And what are the habitat conditions like, and
the project isn't limited to cameras. The researchers have also asked the public to immediately alert them if they spot lynx or lynx tracks. Hofer says she's also in conversation with local trappers about selling carcasses for research purposes or allowing the team to take tissue samples. Both could provide insight into what exactly the lynx feed on while in the valley, mm-hmm. she says.
Mm-hmm. So we have some more tricks up our sleeve.
Hofer is particularly curious about salmon and thinks the Chilkat River's fall chum run could serve as an excellent food source headed into winter. The area is also home to some snowshoe hares, she says. Indeed, mid-hike, a hare darted across the mountainside. It was bright white against the moss-covered forest floor.
Oh, there's the hare just ran.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you just saw him.
He's fully white.
Oh, no way.
He's fully white.
Oh, that's cool.
Totally cool.
Perfect timing.
Hofer says tagging and tracking lynx would perhaps be the best way to answer her questions, but that's currently out of reach. Her hope is that whatever information they do turn up might spur a more comprehensive study down the line. Reporting in Haines, I'm Avery Elfelt.
And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from Eric Stone in Juneau and from Avery Elfelt in Haines. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night.